Since the business and retail standstill started, we've been figuring out how to have goods and services delivered in unconventional ways. It's doubtful anybody 6 months ago thought Arkansas would easily slide into at-home liquor delivery, but here we are. But not every wedge of our pre-pandemic life can have as uncomplicated a system as home delivery. Or maybe it can. Arkansas Staged is in the early steps of presenting curbside theater. Laura Shatkus, the artistic director for Arkansas Stage, spoke with us late last week. She says the idea of bringing a new play to your house, your front yard, developed during conversations with longtime collaborators.
You know, in the early days of the pandemic, we were just dragging ourselves to the creative process, but we were coming away from it every time feeling so good. Every time we would, even though it was a Zoom meeting, every time we would get off the call, we'd feel better. And so that like spurred us to continue, because I kept saying when I started, like, I don't know, guys, let's just try it. If nothing else, we will be healing ourselves by creating. And it was that. But then we started to be like, this is so real and this is so doable and it's complicated and it's new and it is exactly the aesthetic that like this group of people has always leaned into anyway. So, you know, we've always done untraditional, weird location theater. So why not do it on curbside in front of people's doors?
Well,
you know,
that's one of the first things I thought when I got the email from you was, yes, this is a collection of talented people that have leaned into unusualness and differentness. But I'm wondering if it kind of, even for y'all, if it sometimes takes a completely different situation to be that gentle final push, like, yeah, let's try this.
Yes, I think you're right. I think that's right. I think we are pushed by this experience as a society into thinking creatively and thinking innovatively and sort of feeling motivated to do so. It feels like while the emotional, you know, the whole experience is an emotional roller coaster, it feels also like the turning over of the soil before you plant your garden, and that in doing that you're preparing for something that will feed you later, you know, quite literally, because my industry is struggling right now and we're all trying to figure out, and it's different for everybody. I'm watching theater companies do all kinds of different things to figure it out. But as individual artists, especially, we're reliant on, we are gig economy workers also. And so we made up a gig for ourselves. But yeah, I mean, I do think your question is great. I think we're seeing so much interesting content come out digitally from people who don't traditionally feel comfortable being creative. And so I think that we're in a time energetically where there's a high level of creativity going on in every field, and notwithstanding theater.
Okay, how's this going to work? The production comes to a house, the patrons stay inside and they watch. Take me through
That's
this.
Right. That's,
I love this.
Okay, so we will have a pre-screening with anyone who is going to receive a performance. And we will talk to them. They will become part of the creative process because they're going to be on our set design team. They're going to say, we think this is where it would go best. And we'll say, well, that sounds like a good idea. What if we moved it over here? What if we did this? What if we put the audience here and we put the actors here? Which is what we do when we're talking about set design, especially in somewhere fluid, like, you know, when we would perform at 21C, we switched the audience location all the time. Sometimes they were surrounding the performers, sometimes they were proscenium, sometimes they were on either side of the stage. So it's no different in that way, except that we're inviting the audience to become a designer with us this time. So that's one element of what happens before we arrive. In addition, we are thinking, I think we should, we haven't totally nailed this part of the process down yet, but I want to make a site visit to the performance location so that to ensure that the audience is safe to ensure that the performers are safe so that we know what we're walking into on the day. And then how we will begin and how we will arrive is still sort of up for grabs, but we've got some good stuff. We have some good ideas. It's going to be a little different. We had a conversation in a creative meeting last night about the fact that we're going to need to be, that it will be improvisational to some extent because the set is always going to be changing. Because even when you do outdoor Shakespeare, let's say, you know, you might have to deal with an ambulance driving by or a baby crying or someone walking through the stage. Or, I mean, I've dealt with all kinds of crazy stuff, including weather.
Right.
So you adapt, but you always know that the tree behind you is part of your set. Even if you have no stage at all, you know that the two trees on either side of the playing space are not going to move. So this is an instance where, you know, the set's going to change. The playing space is always going to change, which means that what we present needs to be adaptable in that way. We are hoping to create a creative physical barrier around the actors so that they are protected. Just something suggestive, nothing like... not even like we're looking at a rope or a string barrier. What else? Right now there's only two or possibly three performers that are going to be doing it, and we want to keep them safe. So they will all be staged. I mean, it's just a staging exercise where you're playing with physical distance between performers. That's nothing new to us. We can't get closer. We don't want to get closer than 10, 15 feet.
Right.
And so it's going to be different every time. It's going to be slightly different every time, and it will be in relationship to each audience member in a way that theater before, I mean, I think some theater, some experiential theater has tiptoed into this realm, but this idea of a customized experience or a really personal experience for each audience member, whether it's a household of, you know, a family or roommates or a person living completely alone. We hope to, our work right now is exploring the idea of engaging them like physically. So you might have to drink some water with us, or you might have to mirror us physically, we're still in process, in creative process. We have a lot of material, and we are now carving it out. But the original idea was to present a theatrical care package, which is to say, bring something to the door of an audience that they might need or miss, whether it's a metaphorical hug or music or watching dance or dancing yourself. We just kind of did a poll and said, like, what do you guys miss? And then started playing with that content. And I do think that, like, this first piece could be presented for a very long time, because think about it. If you normally, I can reach, let's say, on a good Arkansas stage performance, I can reach 200 people with one performance, right? Depending on where I'm presenting it. In order to reach that's one show, 200 people. In order to reach 200 people with this show, I might need to perform it 75 times, right? So, yet it's like, wow, it's like what you said at the beginning, like, wow, that's nuts. That's crazy. But like, why not? What else are we going to do?
Laura Shatkus is the artistic director for Arkansas Stage. The company's family friendly curbside theater productions are expected to start next month. More information at curbsidetheater.com. Laura spoke with us late last week.